This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, steamed vag plus a Great Dane story and all caps. You'll hear that in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Hey, Bob, you okay?
Why do you ask, Tom?
I noticed you're scratching your crotch and kind of clutching your chest.
Yeah, well, I have jock itch and a really bad case of indigestion.
Have you taken anything for it?
That's just it, Tom. I don't know what to take.
Here, try one of these.
Okay, you're the doctor, but what is it?
It's the only medicine you can take that relieves both painful indigestion and pesky jock itch at the same time.
What's it called?
Bob, it's from the people who make Tums. It's called Scro-Tums.
Huh? Tom's right, Bob. New Scro-Tums can relieve indigestion and jock itch in just minutes.
Hey. Feeling better, Bob?
Oh, like $1 million.
Let me buy you a beer.
Great.
And how about some nuts?
Thanks.
Yes, thanks to Scro-Tums, Bob can have a handful of nuts without attracting disgusted stares or worrying about a bad case of indigestion. Scro-Tums, the only product on the market that relieves jock itch and indigestion at the same time. Get your hand out of the front of your pants, put it in your back pocket, pull out your wallet, and buy some Scro-Tums today. Just look for the fuzzy little bag the next time you're at the drugstore. Scro-Tums from Brigham Hall Pharmaceuticals, the same people who brought you the product that relieves painful corns on your feet and itchy hot hemorrhoids. Cornhole H. Right, Bob?
Rightio.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee. Sorry, I'm getting...
What do you got?
I ran out of stirrer sticks. Fortunately, I have a...
Who's in charge of Oregon?
Cases.
Oh, no, my Lord.
He's got a hole.
He did not run out. They're not in his area.
I have.
Josh?
He had to walk to the green room to get them.
I trust you. Go over there and find out how many stir sticks is in that.
Look at that. It's 1,000.
1,000? Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's a big, almost a barrel.
These are the quality ones.
Oh, yeah.
Because the cheap ones, I have...
You get a splinter?
Oh, in my tongue.
No way.
Yeah, because see, you take them and you stir your coffee.
Then we hear you.
And you go like this.
Yeah, look at that.
Why would you do that?
Look at that, Pat, how he sucks that straw.
Because these are real wood, and there's a...
Oh, real wood.
There's a communion that I have with the earth.
Ah, yes.
They're compostable.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a splinter in my tongue since I got rid of that marionette.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah, I was done with her.
Oh, it was a she.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. She wanted a relationship, but all kinds of strings attached.
No, boo.
No.
I ruined it.
That was wonderful.
No. I ruined it.
No,
that
was wonderful.
No, that was low-hanging fruit.
That was amazing.
That's the best, the tastiest fruit.
Okay.
That's the most right.
Yeah. There were strings attached, huh?
That was a genuine boo.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we just discovered we had a news story about what you're supposed to eat and not eat before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. And it's fairly obvious. You don't drink coffee, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't realize.
What if you're eating another person?
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's more or less. No, we have a, I'm going somewhere here.
Okay. Sorry.
In the course of this, Miss Jess Hooker announced that she had, in fact, on a couple of occasions, experienced the coffee enema. Mm-hmm. Now, I found this. Apparently, Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress who has that organization called Goop. Mm-hmm. Remember this? She's got all kinds of...
They do good work.
Tree-hugging, moronic things to do.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that was having people buy some kind of herbs and they would steam their vaginas.
It's called a yoni steam, yeah.
It's important to do, ladies.
Yeah. It is important
steam that
to do.
Clam.
Yeah, well, I was making a joke.
I did that, too. I did all of it.
Well,
okay. Not at once, I hope.
You did the... You did the yoni?
A yoni steam, yeah. You get a yoni stool, and you set it up, and you sit on it. It looks like an adult-sized potty chair, basically, yeah.
You have to buy a special stool?
You don't have to. You can. I didn't. But, yeah, you can and just then buy the apparatus.
Then you put, like, a Sterno can underneath a...
No, you don't heat it at the source. You heat it before, and then you transport it into, like,
And this is supposed to purify your mommy parts?
It is.
They're fine the way
well,
they are.
According to Ars Technica, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle website, already I hate it. Do you have a life? No, I have a lifestyle. I model it after John Travolta in his disco peak. No, Goop is the name of the organization. They're touting the purported benefits of a $135 coffee enema.
Mm.
They recommend the Implant-O-Rama, a glass bottle with silicone tubes attached, which allows the user to squirt coffee into their rear end.
Boy, they didn't try hard with Implant-O-Rama.
According to...
Implant-a-palooza was taken?
Yeah. According to actual physicians, scientists... Coffee enemas have been associated with burns, infections, sepsis, and rectal perforation.
Yikes.
This is my favorite quote. This particular physician refers to it as a triumph of ignorance over science. Which, by the way, is
that's pretty good.
Is the world we live in. But you did, in fact, try the coffee enema.
I did a couple of times. Yeah.
I'd love to do their commercials. He never asked for a second enema at home. Hey, no, don't fill it to the rim with brim. You'll spill it all over my jeans.
You guys rock. My old pot guy in Michigan. Now, we've had been having a running, people have been emailing us for some reason.
Yeah, dealers and their exotic pets.
Right. We had a skunk. We had an alligator. We have now an old pot guy in Michigan, Chris says. Had 7 Great Danes.
Wow.
And 3 Bovies. Bovies. Bovies.
Those are dogs that wore sunglasses like Jackie Kennedy. She was a Bouvier.
That's very funny.
It's so stupid. No, I don't know what that dog is.
These dogs, all 10 of them, would circle them. I think Bovies are like primarily really dark black or brown dogs, and they look like bears.
Oh.
They do.
They would be ready to shred me at his given command.
Yeah, here you are. Yeah,
they look like doodles.
Bovier de Flandre, it says.
Oh, that's covered with ice cream. Yeah.
It's a herding dog from Belgium.
Man.
They look like giant, very muscular poodles or schnauzers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, schnauzer. Yeah,
the ones here look scary. They're black with beady eyes.
And crop their ears.
Have you ever had a Great Dane surprise you, like not expect to see it? And we had an old neighborhood. There were 3 Great Danes. And
look at those horses.
And he kept them in the backyard. And I would go to make my turn, and those things are just boom. They look like dinosaurs. Yeah. They really do.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, how many did this guy have?
3. And the yard wasn't that big.
Yeah, that's a lot of cleanup.
But, I mean, great. They're so lovable, though.
Yeah. We had one when we were kids. Brutus.
Aww. Probably not for long.
My dad my dad had one.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
They have hip problems and all sorts.
Oh, they do? I mean, I think they're as handsome as anything. But
yeah. I won't tell you the whole story.
Oh,
but,
okay. Did it end with a car?
It was in a car.
Okay. Boy, I put my money on the Great Dane.
The essence of the story is...
Especially if it's a Yugo, right, Tom?
No, the essence of the story, it was a Volvo.
Oh, okay.
This is a friend of mine. How do I tell it without getting too gross? His beautiful Great Dane had died at the vet.
Oh.
And wow. His wife, who he fortunately shed a couple years after this.
It's an editorial.
His wife, oh, she was... You look up the... There's her picture.
Just a rolling...
she insisted on... She wanted to bury the dog in their backyard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No cremation.
Like Elvis.
Yeah. Now, I should point out, they lived in a neighborhood where this really wasn't the kind of thing you would do.
Gotcha.
They lived in a beautiful, beautiful home.
Right.
Backing up to a gorgeous golf course. The larger point here is, so he goes down to pick up the deceased Great Dane at the vet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he has them put it in the back of a Volvo station wagon.
Right.
It's raining really, really hard.
Well, this is only half the story.
No, here we go. Pulls up to a light. A guy walks up, puts a gun to his head.
What?
I'm totally serious.
Story got good.
Gun to his head. He was carjacked.
What?
He gets out of the car. Take it.
Yeah.
And these guys drive off. They don't know that there's a dead Great Dane in the back.
Oh,
and I kind of always wondered.
They never recovered the car or anything.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, can you imagine you take it to wherever you take it to strip it or whatever you do with a stolen Volvo station wagon.
And that's what they found.
Guy opens up the hatch back there. And there's a dead. That had to be a boo.
Yeah.
That's so anyway, amazing.
You know, the moral of the story is he dumped her later on. Was able to live a much happier life. sorry.
You've done a lot of living and a lot of cocktail party talk.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Do you always say if someone says, Josh got a divorce? Do you always say, oh, I'm sorry? Or do you say, I mean, if you don't know anything about the situation, do you say, oh, way to go. I knew you didn't want to be in that.
I honestly say, if you said Josh got a divorce, I'd say, right. Oh, how's he doing?
Yeah, neutral
because it
question.
Can go.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes it's you know.
Sometimes a congratulations.
A congratulations.
In order.
Way to go.
Right. You got
to
be real. You got to be real careful.
Yeah.
Especially if you say something like, "Well, I'm glad he got rid of that hag witch," and then they get back together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. When the circle.
I can't imagine doing that. Except I just did a recently.
We've all done it.
Did you do it to somebody? I could see you doing it to. Okay. Never mind.
It wasn't an official divorce, but that'll happen. You got to be very careful. In any event,
you got to be very careful.
The thing about this show is we got to learn about a cool dog called a Bouvier de Flandre. Flandre. But to put a cap on our enema history here.
Yes.
Once again, Ms. Hooker described her adventures in the world of enemas.
Yeah.
A musical aggregation has been banned.
Okay.
From a bar in Houston, Texas. According to this news account, after performing an onstage enema during a fundraiser.
What?
Oh, boy. A fundraiser, no
A
less.
Fundraiser. Yeah, it was. I don't want to go through the whole thing, but...
band we've heard of or not?
No.
Onstage enema?
Yeah.
Save the Buttles.
It's a very,
ladies and gentlemen,
a very complicated story on stage.
Dig deep, you can save
it. They say there was no unfortunate material on stage. The guy, the one guy from the band, we'll call him MC, he said, "This is my art. When I get an idea, I don't compromise my idea.
No, good for
I don't
you.
Care what kind of a benefit it is.
See, Josh, this is right up your alley.
Yes.
There's a famous punk rocker guy that did that.
Oh, really? Away. Who's that?
I don't remember his name, but
there's I thought it was a setup. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not.
No, okay. No. I remember that guy. I know he did a great cover of the Who song Enema's Front.
Mm. Oh yeah,
it was the Butthole Surfers.
We'll try it again. Oh. We'll try it again with a joke.
Remember? Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a famous punk rocker guy who did that.
Oh, is that who's that?
Johnny Smells Rotten.
Oh, he had a nickname. His nickname Deuce. Remember that? Deuce. Yeah, give him the Deuce. Did you listen to the Butthole Surfers, Tom?
No, I never.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Fan. I'm a fan.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, they did a cover of the AC/DC song, Duty Deeds Done. I think it's time to get off this topic and move over that way because we're at the news desk with Jess Hooker.
Researchers say adding too many periods in a text message can make them more emotionally intense to the readers.
And ladies, same thing.
You're guilty of this, right, Tom? Aren't you a bitch?
I'm guilty, too.
I love ellipses. The periods.
Yeah. It should only be three. That's my issue.
Yeah, what is it?
Ellipsis.
Yeah. If you dictate in your phone, if you say ellipsis, it'll put three dots, and then you go from there. I put that between phrases to separate ideas.
See, that's how I do it.
For people who don't know how to use proper punctuation.
Well, I get it. Yeah, we know you were an English major, but it's
we all know.
Always an English
major. He reads books.
But for me, it's...
I'd ask grammar, not grammar Nazis.
I need you to break from the reading. Absorb what I text you, take it in, and then move on to the next sentence. That's why I do all of the... Yeah, but, you know, Willie gets on me about it because he said, when you text me like that, I think you're mad at me.
Yeah, he
said that to Tom, too.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
And I do it all the time. I love
it. But that's on Willie. He's wrong.
Yeah, because I don't ever assign any kind of emotion to a text.
Of course not.
No, but this says...
It says researchers showed.
That's why I was that adamant.
Researchers showed college students various text messages that had different forms of punctuation.
All right.
Messages that included periods after every word were given higher emotional intensity ratings.
That's so silly.
After every word.
Yeah, if it says go, period, F, period, yourself,
No. That is a good way. That is a creative way to, like I will sometimes say, period, my goodness.
Right.
And it's like...
It's shock value. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I always put an ellipsis prior to an exclamation point because otherwise it looks like an L.
I can't help you here.
I can't help you here, Tom.
That's not the case at all, I don't think.
But, So but I don't do the period after each word. Now, all caps, though, is universally understood to mean you're yelling.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to make a point.
I think it is universal.
Yeah, it is.
But I can read it both ways, that you're either excited or mad. Like, I have the sense.
Context really does play a big...
Yeah.
I did not know that the wiggly and the italics, the different for text, was on the phone already.
Yeah, did you see it? I sent it to you.
Italic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can make certain
words pop.
Yeah.
That's really a good effect.
Is that like where the happy birthday and it comes up shooting glitter
like that,
and
that kind of thing?
But it's just in the text itself, and it'll pop out at you, kind of.
Zuka, can you do it for bad words?
Yeah, you can do it for whatever you want.
Oh, see, Jesso was very nice. She texted me this earlier. So much talking as pops out by you, and you're saying nothing. And big capital letters.
Was that a mid-show text?
I think it might have been.
From a coworker to you?
Yes.
It was a part of a group text.
I hate you both so much right now.
You've got it. I don't know what I did.
Oh, wait. This is a group text that I'm not on?
You're not on.
Oh, I love when there are secret group texts.
It was about you.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. All right, this one should be about you if you're not in the text. Yeah.
It's not.
So much talking and saying nothing.
Can you buy, I think the answer I know is yes, emojis that aren't on the phone already?
Yes, and in the new update, there is an app on your phone now where you can create using like an AI type program to make your own emojis. I could type in like sad clown in a yarmulke and it's going to make.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to.
That's Jackie Mason.
So depressed, I can't believe it.
Bozafty.
Honka, honka.
Okay, Pat's got his guitar out. That means it's time for some entertainment.
Hopefully. He's got an intro. I miss the days of no mobile phones
for those precious times when you want to be alone. If your girlfriend was mad and you needed some space, you took a drive without a phone and no one's in your face. I told her, we'll talk a little later, I gotta take a nap. But she's messaging me now and she's texting in all caps. All caps!
All caps!
All caps!
All caps!
Gone are the emojis. She's texting in all caps. I can delete the text, but I dare not block. Gotta ride out the storm when her caps are unlocked. This could be hours, could be days, with an Irish temper fueled by Chardonnay. I'm trying to sleep. Here comes more crap. Oh, you know she's mad, because she's texting in all caps. All caps!
All caps!
All caps! I see the bubbles. I'm in trouble. She's texting it. All caps. All caps. All caps.
Yeah.
I get it. You're mad because you're texting it. All caps. All caps. All caps. She's texting in all caps.
There's the door.
You know what really ruins the flow of an all caps message is if you have to add a number. And then the all caps goes away. It infuriates me. I'm not done with all caps. I just wanted to put an 8 in there.
Huh. I didn't know it did that.
It really, really sticks in my craw.
You know what bothers me?
Huh.
Why do you have to hit the uppercase button to put a question mark somewhere?
I see what you're saying.
On a regular keyboard.
And that should be.
Why can't
it?
Question mark should be standard.
That should be in the regular sign.
I don't need to shift it.
Why can't the keyboard know the most? What I type the most and have those symbols and letters on the keyboard. Yeah.
It bothers me.
Because it already knows. It'll suggest words that I've used.
So, like,
before.
You want to go online and you just hit one button, it goes porn, and then you just get it.
Oh, yeah, Eddie put a porn button in his.
that leaves my hand free.
You know what bothers me? What bothers you?
Tell us.
When you text your ex-wife, for any reason, there should be an alarm that goes, are you sure you want to send this to your
there
ex-wife?
There should be a pause button.
Yeah.
You should have a 30-minute pause.
Yeah.
And there should also be some kind of, maybe back in the day, Pat, for you, some kind of finger surface detection button that just checks your alcohol level.
I think there's a lot of people that should have a text breathalyzer.
Yeah. I don't. You just live like me and in complete.
Oh, look at me and my clean life.
It's so super. In complete control of your emotions.
Will you guys let me talk?
No.
There was clearly a joke coming.
Oh, well,
and you couldn't shut your mouth.
Let's hear. No, everybody, calm down. Oh, we just got the double bird.
You'll get nothing from me this break.
The double bird.
We were wrong. We were wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard is Josh Arnold and his scene.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.